Rave Radio. Hello, listeners, and thanks for being with us again on the third day of ISE, the closing day, and my feet are tired, so I'm sitting down to do an audio podcast, and I'm fortunate enough to have with me Mike Abernathy of Atlas Sound. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
How's the show for you?
Hey, it's been a great show, and likewise, it's into the show and getting tired, and it's good to sit down and kind of talk about and recap what's going on here these last few days.
So what's the show been like for you?
You know, the show has really been, our goal coming into this show is to new strategy and relaunching our brand and how we're going to market here in the here in Europe. And so talking to a lot of new distributors, a lot of new possible partners, and so it's been exciting to hear what's going on here.
So what lines, products are you looking for distribution for here?
Well, in our Atlas Sound line, as well as our sister company, Innovative Electronic Design, which now has an EN54 -16 product, and for voice evac and emergency communication systems. So we're looking for distributors of both those lines.
So in terms of distribution currently, what are your gaps?
Well, our gaps, we have gaps in the Benelux region. We have gaps in Spain, Portugal, Scandinavia, and Italy. So we have a lot of some key countries to fill.
Sure. And introducing any new products here at the show?
Well, we launched here, continued launch, if you will, from Infocom in the U.S. is our Blue Bridge, our Blue Bridge DSP. And so that is a been a really interesting product and a great response here. And one reason is we have a robust, it's a 4x4 audio DSP. And so it's in a small 3-inch by 3-inch box.
Sure, and programmable how? Through USB or network?
Yep. Programmable through a network connection. And the design time, I've been talking to a lot of folks that have used many other DSPs over the years, and one thing we wanted to do was save the contractor, the integrator out there, time, because time is money, as you know, Joel, being in the business and so forth. So we really worked hard to make that interface on the design side easier. And some people are saying it's takes half the time as other
systems. And I'm seeing, as an integrator, I'm now seeing profit margin in my head as you say that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's our goal with a lot of our product lines, even from A-Line, trying to make it our line array system, you know, make it quick and easy to set up for the rental staging, the higher market, if you will. And, you know, when we're thinking about our products, that's what we want to keep in mind, is how to help our integrators make more profit.
Well, you know, as an integrator, I'm awfully familiar with Atlas. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know, a major brand name around a long time. I'm familiar with that. Tell me a little more about IED.
Well, IED, Innovative Electronic Design, and if you've traveled in an airport in the United States for sure, or other international airports, you've heard the IED system. It is the leader in airport paging, public address, flight announcement systems. So if you've ever been in and out of Chicago O'Hare, LAX, Honolulu.
And listen to all those automated messages.
All those automated messages, like Mr. Rollins, you know, you left your passport at the security checkpoint, or you know, don't leave your bags unattended. That is all being driven by the IED system.
Right, and you can find more information on the product line at www.atlassound.com. Right?
Yes, and then with Innovative Electronic Design IED at iedaudio.com.
www.iedaudio.com. By the way, for I wanted to say, while I have you on the podcast, thanks very much for being a sponsor as well.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
So for those of you who are listening, Atlas helps us every week bring this show to you. And I would strongly encourage you to check it out, because they have an amazingly broad product line that is really looking for dealers who are looking for components, people with some innovation. And I think it would be well worth your time to take a look. Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Yep, thanks, Joel.